Yesterday we saw the position of Tosfos. Yesterday we saw Tosfos explicitly raised the question of, again, looking at the two Gemaras in Megillah, Yutes and Tes Zayin. Tosfos was bothered, why would there be different terms used for Sefer? Why did Daf Yutes, the word Sefer is a reference to connection to Sefer Torah, while on we also raised the question of Dibush al Yemes is an awkward way of referring to, not only as different, but I see the unnecessarily awkward way of referring to Sefer Torah. And finally, it's not just a question of language, but of content. The Gemara Daf Yutes says that it's somewhat Sefer Torah. It's Nikre Sefer, but Nikre Zigeres. Well, the second Gemara Daf Tezayin says it's absolutely, fully, no holds barred, Dibush Shalom Yemes. Tosfos' answer was, there's no stira. The second Gemara is not talking about Sefer Torah. Tosfos thought that Dibush Shalom Yemes, Amitashat Torah means, not Sefer Torah, but Mezuzah, Gevaldik. As a matter of fact, Tosfos is of the opinion that Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut at all. So we're comparing Megillah to Sefer Torah with respect to stitching, which Sefer Torah has, Mezuzah does not. We're comparing Megillah to Mezuzah with respect to Sirtut, which Mezuzah has, and Megillah does not, and Sefer Torah does not. Okay, that's the position of Tosfos. One Gemara talks about Sefer Torah, other Gemara talking about Mezuzah. So there's no overlap. There's no steer. There's no issue. That Tosfos, for Tosfos, all the puzzle pieces seem to fit into place very, very neatly. The question is, what would Rashi say? A strong slate of kashas. Three strong kashas against Rashi. How could you maintain that both Gemaras are talking about Sefer Torah when you have too many different terms, some of them are awkward, and two different maskaras? Whether Megillah is fully like Sefer Torah, or is Megillah partially like Sefer Torah? To brisk her up, once again, the three questions were, number one, assuming you hold like Rashi, that both Gemaras are talking about Sefer, equating Megillah to Sefer Torah. Problem number one is, why is it that Daf Yutes, the term that the Chumash uses to say the code word for Sefer Torah is Sefer, while in Tes Zayin the code word is Dibur Shalom Yemes? Why we just use the same code word of Sefer? Number one. Number two, this whole Dibur Shalom Yemes seems like an awkward way to say Sefer Torah, especially when you have the convenient, smooth Sefer option available. And number three, moving away from language to content, is that the Gemara in Daf Yutes says that the Megillah is sort of like a Sefer Torah, and the Gemara in Tes Zayin says the Megillah is fully like a Sefer Torah. So the Brisker Rav, in the first piece in Hilchos Megillah, the one that begins not with Perek Beis, but starts Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, I'm sorry for that mistake in the Maram Kamashi, Brisker Rav makes the following brilliant suggestion. He says, well, Rashi might not give us much help in terms of understanding his Shita, but Rashi has a peer in the Shita, that's the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam slowly and carefully, you'll notice that while the Rambam definitely holds like Rashi on both fronts, the Rambam gives his Rambam's language gives us a clue as to how to begin to make sense of this. Number one, Rambam holds like Rashi that Sefer Torah requires Sirtut. Not just Mezuzah, but Sefer Torah. Take a look at that. That's in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Daf Yud Beis. Right? Rambam writes, what did he say? Halacha Moshe Sinai, they say for Torah and Mezuzah require Sirtut. The Tefillin don't. But Tefillin do not require Sirtut. So right away you see, okay, he holds like Rashi's background position, the Sefer Torah does require Sirtut. You also notice something intriguing. He goes on to, he should have stopped right there. Halacha Mashiach says he needs Sirtut by Sefer Torah Mezuzah, period. And the Gemara says Halacha Mashiach Sinai, Gemara Menachos. And he says, you don't need explanations. That's Halacha Mashiach Sinai. Rambam goes on to say, Tefillin don't, Lefi Shehein Mechupin, because they are encased, because they are covered. Seems both unnecessary and insufficient. What do you need an explanation for? Halacha Mashiach Sinai. That's the way it is. And we're not dealing with categories. We're dealing with that. Halacha Moshe Sinai says Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, Mezuzah needs Sirtut. Doesn't say that by Tefillin. End of story. What do you need an explanation for? If you need an explanation, what type of explanation is that?
because it's covered over, therefore it doesn't need sirtut. Wama in yishmita eitz lahar sinai. So number one, we see from the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin that number one, the Rambam holds like Rashi's background position. Sefer Torah requires sirtut. So far, so good. And we already see a curiosity in terms of the sort of explaining that he does for why Tefillin is the odd man out. Why Tefillin do not require sirtut. And then you come to the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. Perek Beis, looking at Halachas Tes and Yud Av. Let's read it together and tell me what you noticed. Ein kosuras haMegillah ela b'dio alagvil. Thank you so much. Ola klaf kaseh the Torah. Right? When you write a Megillah, you have to use the right type of ink and the right type of parchment, just like a Sefer Torah. B'tricha sirtut k'Torah atah. I need sirtut like Torah itself. So far sounds like didn't say mezuzah, but like the Torah itself. This is clearly Rashi. And he goes on to say in Halacha Yud Aleph, a Megillah Tzricha Tzfira, a Chiyu Kol Oroseha Megillah Achas. He backs up, before we get to what you stitch with, he said you need to stitch. In other words, we don't think about that. In other words, there's a requirement that Megillah be a single chafetz. You can't just have a stack of sheets. That's not acceptable as a Megillah. It needs to be a single item. How is it going to become a single item? The hide cows aren't that long. So the answer is, well, you can have multiple pieces of hide, multiple pieces of parchment, and you're going to stitch them together. That will count as making it into a single item. The Ein of Hesperes, Ela B'Gidim, K'Sefer Torah. And you must use Gidim, just like a Sefer Torah, and let the data. He goes on to say, it doesn't have to be all Gidim, it has to be at least somewhat Gidim. Okay. So what do you see from the Rambam? The one you see, okay. Seems to say pretty clearly, like Rashi, that you need sirtut like the Torah itself. You notice any nuances? You notice any nuances in the Rambam's language? Notice any nuances in Rambam's language? How many people notice any nuances in Rambam's language? Yeah, what do you say? Maybe you're asking.
Not looking for Scrub, but notice
anything intriguing. Let's play it out like this. Let's play it like this. If you think about what the Rambam is quoting where, Halacha Yud Aleph is a quote of which Gemara? Megillah Daf what?
It does,
right? The Gidim. The end of Halacha Tes about is a quote from which Gemara? Daf Tezayin, right? And once you're called upon to look for differences, there is a subtle but a striking difference in the way he all three, the ink and the parchment, and what we call the paper and ink, and the sirtut and the binding, all three of them he compares to Sefer Torah, but Noam. Well, he didn't say Amita Shel Torah, but he did say Torah Atzma. Right? The Gemara says Amit Shal Torah. When the Gemara says Amit Shal Torah, the Rambam says Ketorah Atzma. The Gemara says Sefer, the Rambam says Kesefer Torah. And the Bishgrav says, it sounds like while unlike Tosfos, both equations are being made to Sefer Torah, it is true that we're drawing an equation on two different levels. We're looking at Sefer Torah in two different aspects. And the Briskerov's terminology is a little bit confusing. I think what he's driving at is the following. I warmly recall discussing this Briskerov several decades ago with Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik. The Briskerov seems to be saying the following. You could be looking at the Megillah. He says the following vart. It fits well with the Rambam. And then he needs a golden raya from Yerushalmi. Absolutely golden. Rav Briskerov seems to say that when you say I'm comparing Megillah to Esther to Sefer Torah, I could compare the physical document of the Megillah to the physical document of Sefer Torah, or I could compare the text of Sefer Esther to the text of the string of words that compose Bereishis Shemot Yikra Bimvar and Dvar. Those are related but not the same. When I look at how you make a kosher Megillah, how you construct a physical document, or are you looking at the quality of the text? So when we talk about the ink that you use and the parchment that you use and the binding, the tefira, so those are how you, if you want to create a kosher Megillah,
a kosher Megillas Esther, that document, that chafza, this is the way you have to write ink, the right parchment, and the right binding, and that we're comparing to the way you would construct a kosher Sefer Torah. That's what the Rambam refers to as Sefer Torah, and that's what the Gemara refers to as Sefer. Sirtut, the Biskrab suggests, is not a quality of a kosher Megillah or a kosher Sefer Torah. Even if you're not trying to make a kosher Megillah, these words require Sirtut. Think of it as at the sugya and gittin, that they could be even writing a smaller chunk of psukim, or maybe even less than a pasuk, might already require a series of words from a pasuk. You might already require sirtut. Almost as though it's more of a, if you're gonna commit words of Torah to writing, it needs to be in a beautiful format. It can't be sloppy. So you need to do sirtut in advance. So you'll have a beautiful presentation. There's no chiyuv to dafka use dio ink or cloth if you're writing a few words of chumash down. But there might be a requirement to do sirtut. So it's not a quality of a kosher Sefer Torah or kosher Megillas Esther. It's a quality of this text, of these words, this work, this TXT string. Now, you might say, okay, that's sort of interesting, but like Mehechatesi, like sirtut sounds pretty physical. So the Brisker Rav has a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous riot. Take a look at that Yerushalmi. Anyone take a look at Yerushalmi? Sure. Let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. I think it will clarify. Because again, what the Brisker Rav is suggesting is that that what ink you use and what parchment you use and how you bind it, how you stitch it, those are just questions of if you want to make a kosher Sefer Torah or if you want to make a kosher Megillah, what materials do you use to create the physical document, an actual physical document? But sirtut, he suggests, is not just necessary if you want to make a kosher Sefer Torah. It's these words require sirtut. And as I was mentioning, Gemara Gittin says, even if you're not writing a full Sefer Torah or a full mezuzah for that matter, these words require sirtut. Raya davar, and he says, and that's why you have two different drushes. Sefer is when you're talking about the physical documents, comparing to the physical documents in the Megillah, the physical document of Sefer Torah. Dibreshalmi Yemes are the words of truth, the language, the essence of the content of what it is.
Will the following students please come to Ms. Hibbs' office? Jonathan Sherman.
Again. So Brisker Rav says, I'll prove, you might say, sirtut sounds pretty physical. He says, let me prove it to you. A gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the Tosas Arash already, the Tosas Menachos, Tosas Yerushalmi, doesn't quote as much of it. The Tosas Arash in Megillah already quotes this Yerushalmi as a raya to Rashi. The Yerushalmi you have in front of you, Rishalami says, seems to have almost the same drasha, but it's not one clearer than the Torah statement. Torah, thank you so much. Rabbi Chelber of Yasser Hashem of Lezer, Nemar Khan Divir Shalom Vemes, but Nemar Lahalan, Emes Kaneva Al Tim Kara, Pasuk in Mishlei, that you should seek to acquire Torah and don't lose it. You can share it with others, but don't lose it. Don't sell it away. Don't lose your own handle on Torah. Right? So that's Emes. Now, number one, Tosa Rosh already points that in the first part of Megillah. Pretty clear, we're not talking about mezuzah. We're talking about Torah. And the Pasuk the Mishnah is not saying you should buy a mezuzah. Pasuk the Mishnah is talking you should acquire Torah knowledge, any part of Torah, not just those two parts. But then it goes further. Karehi Kamita Shal Torah. So, Megillah is like Kamita Shal Torah, the same language as Babli. Mazu Tzri Chasirtut, Avzu Tzri Chasirtut. Just like saying Torah requires Sirtut, so too does a mezuzah. There's a Megillah, but then the Yerushalmi adds a second application. Ma'azu nitli hidaresh, avzu nitli hidaresh. Just like Torah is darshanable, so too the Megillah is darshanable. The Brisker Rav says, is darshanability, the fact that this text, these words, lend themselves to drasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Chamish HaChumash HaTorah with multiple layers of meaning. And we can use the tools that Mishatar and Rashi Ben to mine the Chumash, to discover those added layers of meaning that were embedded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the divine author. Is that a quality of a Sefer Torah? Do you need a Sefer Torah to darshan psukim? I don't think so.
If Rav Akiva knew the psukim by heart, you have to look inside Sefer Torah Darshan? I don't think so. It's not a quality of a kosher Sefer Torah. What? If you had a Sefer Torah, you made a drasha when you were learning from a Sefer Torah. Do you know that Sefer Torah is puzzle? So the drasha is not valid? Of course not. Not a din of a Sefer Torah. It's the words of Torah. The words of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It says the Briskra of Gevaldik.
So that's exactly what I'm saying. That's not a question of the physical document. That's a quality of the text. That's the ultimate example of a property of the text, not of the physical Sefer Torah. He says that's exactly what Shalmi is saying. The Dirishon V'Emes, Amitra Torah, is the content of Torah itself. And now, so that number one answers all three questions. Because now we understand why the two different terms used. Because Sefer is for the physical, Sefer Torah is a physical document. Divishon V'Emes HaMitzvah Torah is the content of Torah, the text of Chamisha Chumashi Torah. It's not at all an awkward phrase, because HaMitzvah Torah is about the truth of Torah, as the content of Torah, as opposed to the physical Sefer Torah. And there's no stira. And here we come to the next step. There's no stira, that larger third question of how there's a stira between two Gemaras. Are we equating Megillah to Torah fully or only partially? The answer is, it depends with respect to what. It's not the physical document of a Sefer Torah is, of a Megillah, it's only half like a Sefer Torah, but the content is full. As a matter of fact, we notice it. When you look at a Megillah, what strikes us is not how many Gidim it's stitched with. What strikes us is the fact that only one Eitz Chaim. Now, Imamish looks like half a Sefer Torah. If it's a physical document, it's sort of a Sefer Torah, it's sort of not. It could be this captures something incredibly important in the remaining few minutes, at least lay out food for thought. Something incredible. If you step back from the Lumdus and ask yourself what's the larger message that's being conveyed, by again, the fact that the content is fully like Torah, but the physical document is only half like Torah. So you consider the historical period, number one, in which the story of Megillas Esther happened, and which Megillas Esther is written. It's the very, very end of the period of Tanakh. It's the very, very end of the period of Nevuah. Gemara says the Chakosh Baruch will be glad to end Nevuah during Galus Bavel, but he decided to say, "Good thing Gemara Zvachem." Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided we'll have Chag Zechariah Malachi, three and more Nevi, and that will enable help Klal Yisrael to return and build the second Beis Hamikdash. Right, the very, very end of the period of Nevuah, the Seder Olam, which is a Sefer of a history written by the Tanya of Yossi, he writes that Mishmeshul Chag Zechariah Malachi, when they died, which is right after the time of Purim. Batla Nevuah, that's the end of the Nevuah, there will no longer be Sifrei Tanakh being written. Mikan ve'elachat azda chalashmo ad nevei chacham. From this point on, time to turn your ear to listen to the chacham. What does that mean? So Tzadok and others explain that what that means is there was a shift in emphasis. That while both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shalafel were learned during those first 1,000 years of Jewish history, in the 1,000 years of Jewish Nevuah, and can both continue to be learned, I don't know that, but the Dagesh moved. Currently, there was Torah Shel Peh being learned, transmitted, and even there was creativity in Torah Shel Peh, but the bulk of the creativity during the first 1,000 years of Jewish history was clearly in Torah Shel Peh, was the writing of Tanakh. Tanakh was being written then. It was being composed. They were Nevi'im. Mikan Ve'edah continued to learn Torah Shel Peh, but the primary focus, certainly the creative energy, is going to be focused on Torah Shel Peh. That corresponds as well. So Esther is sort of this transition. It's fully Torah. But it's almost like one foot out the door in terms of being a Sefer. It's almost like you almost like see, like a visual metaphor. You look at a Megillah and you see sort of like Klal Yisrael in flux, fully Torah, but no longer fully Torah Shebichsav. The Megillah itself says that. And what that means, the shift in emphasis probably corresponds, this is what Tzadok talks about, to the shift in the Yetzer Hara. The shift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu being visible, the shift in terms of the focus of Talmud Torah from Torah Shabbat to Torah Shabbat corresponds with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yuma talk about it, as the shift from the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zara to the Yetzer Hara for Apikursus and Minas, from more experiential, meditative type of idolatrous Avodah Zara to the cerebral, intellectual Yetzirah of Apikursus. And that's why there was a shift from the Nevuah-oriented Tar Sheh B'Chzav to having an emphasis on analytic Tar Sheh B'Peh. And that finally is also speaks to the change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. A time of Nevuah means a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more accessible and more noticeable by people. And Esther is, as I no doubt you've heard many, many, many tens of times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name doesn't appear because Esther is teaching us about noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's in obvious, noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's all Nisan Nistarim. That was equipping Kal Yisrael, the very end of the period of Nevuah, to be ready to begin to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he's going to go undercover. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift. And it's the very dinim of the Megillah. You look at a Megillah tonight, you will see absolutely fully Torah, but in transition from Torah Shebichsav to non-Torah.